Kurt McDaniel, Assistant State Conservationist for Programs with USDA NRCS here in Missouri.
I want to talk about the Conservation Stewardship Program. Sign-up deadline is coming up for that. Tell me about the deadline first.
Yeah, the deadline for the Conservation Stewardship Program is March 2nd. That's Friday, March 2nd, 2018. And it is the deadline set nationally for that program that was announced a couple of weeks ago. Really, what we want to make sure of is that people know the opportunity that's available for them. I mean, CSP is a rewards program that helps people get recognized for their existing level of conservation that they have on the farms. In return for going above and beyond that, they get financial assistance with that.
What are the goals of the Conservation Stewardship Program?
It is to make sure that we maintain the existing level of conservation that we know that farmers and ranchers and landowners across the state are doing voluntarily. We see that through our other programs like EQIP. We see it through the State Cost Share Program with DNR and various other partner programs of willingness to do voluntary acts of conservation. CSP is here to make sure that we maintain that and then give incentives to go above and beyond, just a little bit above and beyond, or as much as what the participant chooses to want to do voluntarily. So it's a rewards program in essence. It's there to take what is there existing and measure that and then see how much you're willing to go above and beyond that with various practices. And then we determine the financial assistance that can be paid for a five-year period. So unlike EQIP, which is really centralized and focused on fields, CSP is centralized and focused on actual entire ag operations. So we want to look at your entire ag operation, everything that you control, everything that you operate, and we want to evaluate that for where you're at right now and then provide you with the alternatives to what you can do to go above and beyond and where you need to go above and beyond and what you can expect as far as financial assistance with accomplishing that.
Give me some examples of CSP plans or practices that are put in place.
So a lot of the times what we see is we'll see, obviously, with soil erosion, we might have issues there. There's conservation crop rotation practices. There's cover crop practices. There's actually nutrient reduction practices that can help with the whole scheme of around soil erosion and soil quality. We also have a large wildlife opportunity out there. CSP provides a lot of wildlife incentives or a lot of wildlife opportunities to maybe leave standing grain, just a small portion for wildlife feed through the winter. Maybe increase the pollinator or the beneficial pest wildlife habitat that's on the farm. Just doing a little bit to go above and beyond where it's at right now. We evaluate that, and then we give you the opportunities to know what it is that you can do to increase that resource concern. It's really about looking at the major resource concerns in your farm: soil, water, plants, and the animals, if that's applicable. And wildlife, obviously, is pretty much applicable on pretty much every farm in Missouri.
How does your office help to put a plan in place, to have an operator put a plan in place?
Well, CSP is NRCS's program to administer. It's our program, but really it's a partnership like we so often see in Missouri and we're proud of, in that we have to partner with our USDA counterpart, the Farm Service Agency, and really operate as one USDA as we do. And that means that we partner with the Farm Service Agency to make sure the participant knows how to go in and get their records situated, to make sure their records are up to date, make sure their records indicate eligibility for the program. And we also had to partner with the participant. And it's really all three of those parts have to come together to get all the documentation to determine an entire ag operation. That's not just easy. It's easy to walk in and just identify one field. It's not as easy to go in and commit to identifying lots of fields that make up an entire ag operation. And so that's a partnership between NRCS leading that, but also relying on our partners at Farm Service Agency and our partnership with the producer. We're providing a service, but that service is voluntarily, and we do depend on the customer to provide the information that we needed to be able to determine the eligibility for the program.
Talk to me about how CSP has moved the needle as far as conservation efforts are concerned.
Well, CSP is the largest private lands conservation program in the country. It's over 80 million acres in CSP now, countrywide, state, nationwide, and it's over 1.5 million just in Missouri. That's the largest program, obviously, for private lands conservation in the state, and it's going to continue moving the needle. What we've seen is increased production benefits. When you talk about entire ag operations and identifying what is maybe limiting production across the whole system instead of just one field or just multiple fields, we're talking about entire production opportunities recognized and achieved through CSP. So increased production. Increased environmental benefits across the state. We were seeing massive amounts. Last year, one of our top practices was planting trees. Another practice was cover crops. Another practice was reducing nutrient use. Not making nutrients not available, but making sure that nutrients are put in the right place, the right time for the right crop so that they are there when it's needed and there's not too much left over to go somewhere where you don't need it to go and don't want to pay for it to go.
To an extent, the Conservation Stewardship Program is being reinvented. How so?
Yes, it was reinvented last year. We've already taken and already talked about how it's the largest private lands conservation program in the nation. And it was a great program, very popular. Demand was high for it. But we needed to take input from our customers, from our stakeholders, from our partners, and our employees about how to make a great program even better. And so in 2017, we reinvented the program and basically said, what can we do to improve the delivery of this program? And that's what happened. So 2017, the program shifted to concentrate on three things, really, to make it more flexible for ever-changing ag operations, because we know that ag operations and farming operations, ranching operations change sometimes on a daily basis, but definitely on a maybe on a yearly basis when this is a five-year program. We needed to be flexible with those changes. We wanted to make it more transparent. We wanted to make sure that when the customer came in that they understood the resource concerns they met on their farm and were doing a good job with existing conservation, but also where they might need to raise their level of conservation, maybe change their focus a little bit. Then thirdly is that we wanted to make it like other programs. So you'll see that now. There's a payment rate that you have for an existing level of conservation, and then the payments that come for additionality, for going above and beyond, are actually based a lot like our EQIP program, where it's actually a payment for the implementation of a practice that you choose to do. So you know exactly where you're at in the beginning, your baseline. You know exactly what the options are and alternatives are for you to go above and beyond, and you can choose those voluntarily, and you know exactly where the payments are coming from. In 2017, it was the first year. Anytime that you roll out a program for the first year, there are you have a learning curve. A lot of times you don't see the curves in the road, and you had to kind of go do some things on the fly. We have taken that year and made improvements for 2018, and really believe we built a great foundation for us to build off of for this upcoming year. So we're excited about that. We have about 180,000 acres that are available through the state. One of the new things that we've done this year, Tom, is that and this is important for our customers to know, is that we've made acre allocations out to the field office service areas that we have in the state. We have 30 throughout the state, and we've made acre allocations off of that 180,000 acres to each one of those. So that means that you can compete relatively locally, and that you can be assured in a local area that there's going to be some representation of that area on the CSP map in 2018. So we're excited about that. You'll not only will you hear me out talking about CSP, but you'll hear our field offices and our field staff talking about CSP and making sure that everybody knows that it's available to them. It's an opportunity. On this show with you before, I've always talked about get your name in the hat. It doesn't mean you sign on the dotted line. We're just saying that you need to go out and look at CSP and determine if it's a program that might could be beneficial for you. If you're doing a good job, know that you're that, get recognized for it, go above and beyond that a little bit, and let it be a program that works for our customers. That's what we want to do. So I just encourage anybody out there, not only is Agland eligible for CSP, but also those lands that are in forest that are being managed, they're also eligible. Non-industrial private forest land is an eligible land use in CSP. So those managers out there, those landowners that have that commodity are eligible for the program. We make acres available there too for that land use. So I would just encourage go by, visit your local USDA service center, that you can Google that here in Missouri and find out where that is. And the first step is going in and talking to somebody about establishing your records, making sure your records are up to date, talking with somebody at NRCS and say, hey, I'd like to sign up and make sure my name's in the hat by March 2nd.